wondered how Baltimore looked 100 years ago compared to today? In a new temporary exhibit at the Baltimore Museum of Industry, supported by Maryland Humanities, you can glimpse side-by-side comparisons of historic Baltimore landmarks then and now. Anita Kassoff, Executive Director of the Baltimore Museum of Industry, tells us more.
Beloved for their historic charm, Baltimore's buildings and neighborhoods provide evidence of the many economic, social, and cultural transformations that this city and its landscape have experienced during the past three centuries. In an effort to uncover these stories and capture a more intimate view of Maryland's largest city, the Baltimore Museum of Industry enlisted help from the community to capture the Baltimore of today and pairs the modern crowdsourced photos with historic ones from the museum's archives. The result is an extraordinary exhibition entitled Then and Now, Baltimore in the Public Eye, and features scenes of some of Baltimore's most iconic streets, buildings, and businesses. Starting with historic images selected from the museum's own Baltimore Gas and Electric Company photograph collection, this temporary exhibition uses contemporary photos to show how, for better or worse, Charm City has changed over the years. The photographs reveal a complex city whose past and present have been defined by shifts in the way things are made, how they're moved, and where people live, work, and play. The exhibition not only shines light on the momentous changes that Baltimore went through in the past, but also serves as a guide to the changes it's likely to undergo in the future. The BGE archival collection entrusted to the museum consists of approximately 80,000 photographs and negatives. These images were taken as part of BGE's daily operation and capture Baltimore's workplaces, cityscapes, and life in Baltimore from the late 1920s through 2001. The photographs document the changing commercial, cultural, and physical landscape of the region. Nearly 10,000 of the photos are digitized and are available to view online, free of charge, in the BGE Image Database. The database is a significant resource for historians, students, history buffs, and those who want to know more about Baltimore's heyday as an industrial giant. The photographs in the exhibition display horse-drawn carriages on cobblestone streets, contrasted with the red taillights of modern traffic downtown at dusk. The Camden Station warehouse, that once held 1,000 railroad carloads of freight, now houses offices for the Baltimore Orioles baseball team. Hooper's Restaurant on Charles Street, which played a significant role in the civil rights movement after African American students staged a sit-in, later became the area around Charles Center. Some sites remain eerily the same as they were nearly 100 years ago, and others have changed so dramatically they're nearly unrecognizable. An interactive kiosk allows visitors to look at more photographs and ephemera from locations that include the McHenry Theater, the former McCormick Company headquarters, the American Brewery, and the Light Street Wharf. We were delighted that the community participated in this project, submitting nearly 300 contemporary photos taken by professional and amateur photographers alike. The exhibition, made possible with generous support from Baltimore Gas and Electric and the Maryland Humanities Council, will run through January 1st, 2017.
More information about the exhibition can be found at thebmi.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.